Thank you. Okay, Mr. Chairman.
Will do. Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice of this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News, notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building, notice made available to the township clerk, notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Weissman?
Here.
Mr. Tillery?
Here.
Mr. Patel?
Here.
Mr. Reggio?
Here.
Mr. Blount? Mr. Mitterondo?
Here.
Mr. Ellie?
Here.
And Chairman Cahill?
Here. Will everyone please stand for a salute to the flag?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
okay. and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God,
indivisible,
liberty, and justice for all. Mr. Keneally, are there any changes to the agenda?
Yes, there are. The application of Kasim Badat, Buckingham Drive, is adjourned until May 8th, 2025. He must notice. The application of Rocco Development, 146 Hillside Avenue, has been withdrawn and will not be heard. The application of Rocco Development, 160 Hillside Avenue, has been withdrawn and will not be heard. Those are all the changes I have.
Thank you, Mr. Keneally. Start off with number six, discussion. Do you have the particulars on this, Mr. Keneally?
Yeah, is Mr. Garcia Reyna present?
Can you hear me?
Mr. Garcia Reyna, are you present?
Yes, hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now. You remain under oath to tell the truth. Could you explain to the board what you would like to do here or why you are dissatisfied with the board's resolution?
I was here 2 months ago on February 27th. It was my mistake. I didn't understand something properly. I actually submitted a letter and photos with my, we'll call it appeal. I want to have an opportunity to read that letter first and then share my screen to demonstrate photos and explain my concern, if I may.
Okay, the board has your letter and your photos.
I'm going to read the letter for the record.
I'm having a little trouble understanding you. I don't know if the board can hear you or not.
Yeah, it's coming choppy. It's coming across a little choppy.
Mr. Garcia Reyna, if you want to share your screen and explain how you are dissatisfied, go ahead.
Can you hear me a little better now?
A little bit. I can hear you. You're still a little choppy.
Okay, my apologies. I can try connecting on my phone real quick.
Actually, this is the best that it's been, so give that a try.
Okay. I'm going to share my screen to reflect on what I wanted to bring to the board today. This is my survey for my property. I'm a resident. I own the property at 1600 West 4th Street. If you can see, this is the first building here in the front is the home. The backyard is limited because of the asphalt driveway, which is marked on the blue line. I can zoom in a little bit if need to.
I think we can see it fine.
Okay. The green line is where the current chain link fence is, which my intention is to was to replace with a 6-foot fence, which was approved. Thank you very much for that. And this was showing the space right here, the green space is sort of showing what my backyard would end up being, the space of my backyard. And these little green X's were the landscaping that was requested to install. I was under the impression that this is what was approved for. It was my mistake. I listened back to the original board meeting and it was clearly a misunderstanding on my end. Jonathan was very clear with his words. The second image I wanted to share is what was approved ultimately. Instead of being able to run the fence parallel to the street, I was requested to cut in through the yard to meet the corner of my home down here. I wanted to reflect some photos to show what that looks like in person, and I'll go through and try to explain to the best of my ability. This is the backyard. You can see the chain link fence here on the right side. and the corner of the driveway. The fence that was approved would come through the yard here, leaving a triangle space on the side of my home, blocked off. I also have different angles. So this is from the corner home, of course, the garage corner. This out of the way real quick. This is a photo from the garage angle. So if you go stand on the other end of the fence of where it would have been, the approved line would require me to bring the fence to the corner of my property here, with, as you can see, my rear door. It seems a very tight space. This piece of yard is very important to me because it would allow me to really have a yard. Otherwise, very limited space. So I just wanted to show what it would look like from the other end. As well as this is the fence that I was requesting to replace. So this would be the line that would, there's still, as you can see on the other side of the fence, there's a lot of room for landscaping. There's significant space on this side as well. And this is the angle from the side of the house, comes from the garage. So the fence, this red line is showing what the fence was required to be, which would cut across the yard. And have my gardening stuff here. My intention was to bring the fence down and then cut in with a gate to be able to access my yard from this side of the street, and also to not block my hose and have that be outside of my property. Technically, I like to have that in my yard because I'm planning on, you know, putting grass and renewing the entire backyard this spring. And this green line will be my intention, with the gate being this part and then running back to the garage. This is a closer look at the side of the house. As you can see, the original fence is back here. The original demand was to bring the fence to this corner, just to kind of show all the space that I'd be losing. And the last photo I wanted to show is a further angle from the side of the house. My intention was to put the gate up and bring the fence all the way, run it parallel to the sidewalk and to the street. As you can see here, there's more than enough space for the landscaping. The fence that was approved would cut across here through the middle of my yard. You can see the driveway here. It would pretty much take away for the only yard that I have. So I'm really trying to demonstrate my concerns and hope that the board can understand my desire to have some privacy. I'm not sure if you guys had a chance to read the letter, but I kind of go in detail there. I read it over. There was some grammar, some misspells, so I apologize for that, but that's really it. I just wanted to come back and hope to be able to demonstrate my intention. That was it.
Okay. Thank you for your testimony. If we were to, Jonathan, are you there, sir?
Yeah. The only thing I'd add to this, Chairman, is the proposed adjustment will not impact the side triangle. That's the only thing that I'd like to highlight.
Put it on the record. Okay. Fair enough. Let me ask you a question. Jim, does he have to reapply, or do we have to hear a new side impact?
His approval had a condition, and the condition was that he relocate the fence as recommended. He's here seeking relief of a condition of approval. If the board sees fit to give him relief, then I would just provide an amended resolution.
Okay, thank you. All right, any other members of the board have any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any questions or comments?
No one, Chairman.
Okay. I'm going to make a motion to give him the relief that he seeks. Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you. Call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Relly?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Garcia-Reyna, I'll prepare a new resolution which we will adopt at our next meeting.
Thank you. You cut out again.
Time for a new headset.
Thank you. Thank
good
you.
Luck. Good luck.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Okay, let's move on to item number 7, 25-ZB-13V, Carlos Serrano.
That's number 8.
Is Carlos Serrano present?
No, I'm his wife.
Okay, could I have your name, please?
Geraldine Bonilla.
Could you raise your right hand? I need to swear you in. Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
And you can put your hand down and explain to the board what you'd like to do here.
What's going on, it was when I purchased my house, I wanted a fence, and then I just contact someone, and then he came and he did the labor, and I put the request, first I put the request into the board, and they approved it, but when I gave him the papers, he put the fence, but by the time that I noticed, I just saw that he put, well, I didn't even notice. My husband is, he worked for the board. So he said that he was supposed to bring the fence 5 feet in because it was too much out. It was 5 feet out. So when we was trying to contact the person that did the labor over here from the fence, he wasn't picking up the phone anymore.
Oh, geez. Sorry about that.
Yeah, so I was like, kind of like, what should I do? And we start getting information that we can apply for these variants, and that's what we did.
Have you seen the Piscataway staff report of March 20th, 2025?
No, not yet.
Yes, Carlos had it.
Carlos had it? Okay.
Okay. Well, let's perhaps Mr. Mizrahi could shed some light on the testimony. Yes.
Certainly. So just to reiterate, the fence is 5 feet over the setback line, which was made clear in the testimony. Thank you for that. The condition of approval would be that a landscape buffer would have to be installed on the fence along Dryden Street on the outside of the fence. Just because it's a tall white vinyl fence, we'd want to buffer that visually with evergreen shrubs. So I can work with... I can work with yourself or Carlos on the species and the size of the material, and that would be the condition of approval, if that makes sense.
Would you agree to that, ma'am?
Okay, yeah, sounds good to me.
Okay, good. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public portion have any questions or comments about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion. I'd make a motion to approve this application.
I'll second it.
Could call the roll, please.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ellie?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application's been approved with that one condition. We'll memorialize it in our next, in a written document at our next meeting, and we'll mail that to you. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh. Have a good night, ma'am.
Good night.
Let's move on to item number 9, which is 25-ZB-12V, Rebecca McCarthy.
Is Ms. McCarthy present?
Yes, I am.
Ms. McCarthy, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Sure.
Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes, sir.
Your name and address, please.
Rebecca McCarthy, 37 Carlton Avenue, Piscataway.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board why you're here?
Sure. Thank you so much for your time and a good evening to you all. I thank you for this opportunity to come before this board to ask for relief. So like I said, my name is Rebecca McCarthy and I live at this address, 37 Carlton Avenue for the past 25 years. And I am formally here to request a variance allowing me to keep my existing fence that is located by Simmet Street, which I now learned that Simmet Street is a front yard. I live here for 25 years and I always just thought it was my side yard, backyard. But I now learn and I have accepted that per the zoning rule, it is considered a front yard. So that's not I'm not here to negotiate the term. Anyway, This fence is very unique for several reasons. The position, this fence has been in place for, well, where it's sat now behind the tree has been for 3 years. But prior to that, it was before the tree. I believe you have pictures. It was before the tree for about 20 years. For as long as I live here, it was before the tree. I 3 years ago, I moved it behind the tree, and I'll explain why a little later. But this fence extends from my backyard into Simi Street, which I consider to be my side yard. Forgive me if I say side yard, because I've been saying it for 25 years, but it's really now known as the front yard. Anyway, the fence extended back there. This fence, it does not obstruct our visibility for neither drivers nor pedestrians. It is not a blind spot. Cars can freely go and come as they like. It's not hindering anything. It is positioned at the end at a discontinued sidewalk. So in other words, it does not interfere mm-hmm. with anyone walking publicly, because the sidewalk stops right by the fence, as you can see in the picture. The fence also blends with the aesthetics of the neighborhood.
Not too chicken of the way you bought yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I supposed?
No, go ahead.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Oh, okay. The fence also blends with the aesthetics of the neighborhood, and no one has complained. The closest, my closest neighbor actually, liked the fence that is there. She said, our kids come over and play. Their kids, my neighbor kids come over and play. But anyway, there is, like I said, no blind spot. And I mean, if for any reason public work need to do something and my fence is in the way, I'll be happy to lift it up and let them do their work, if that ever get to that point. So anyway, this fence serves several important purposes for my family. The most important purpose this fence serves for my family is my grandchildren, who frequently play and swing in the backyard. And that was a reason why I moved it behind the tree, is because there's a tree in that little area, and they climb the tree, they swing on the tree, they, it's just their little safe zone that they do out there. And the fence acts as a protective barrier, preventing them from accidentally running into the street or, throwing a ball over a lower fence or just do something to keep them unsafe. So what I noticed when the fence was before, is that they would go open the gate and go behind, when the fence was before the tree, I meant, they would open the gate and go behind the outside of the gate and climb on the tree and play on the tree. And my oldest grandson said to me, why can't we just do this? And I said, no, it's unsafe because the street is right here and it's a main road. So I, just thought, okay, why don't I just move the fence behind the tree? That way they could still enjoy it. I could still be in the house and I could peek through the window every now and then. And I don't have to, be concerned about, too much concern about their safety. So I moved the fence back there 3 years ago. And I'm actually happy that they're playing outside versus inside on their devices, on their TV, that they actually found a little safe zone right there. Moving the fence closer will prevent them from using the swing, because the swing, I mean, we know the swing is, swinging is a motion. You go up and down, and these kids, they get in there and they swing and they, on the tree, and they go out and their legs, they need space for the swinging motion and the legs to move. So that would really take that away from them if I have to move the swing in. And again, it would also take away the protective barrier if I have to put it lower than, I would be worried about them throwing a ball over a smaller fence, scaling a smaller fence. I wouldn't be able to comfortably stay inside my house knowing that they are out there in the backyard playing. I call it a backyard, but you refer to it as a front yard. Knowing that they're out there playing and, with a lower fence, or knowing that they don't have the opportunity. They may not even want to go in the backyard anymore if I remove that fence, because there's really nothing. I have a small backyard. There's really nothing for them to do out there other than that tree. It's their little safe zone. So the fence offers a reasonable level of privacy for me and my family without causing any disruption to neighbors or passersby or drivers. It does not pose a safety concern, like I said, for my neighbors or my drive or any drivers or anyone. I have no complaints in the 3 years in which the fence was moved behind the tree. And of the 25 notices that I sent out, you know, to invite people to this, I don't know if anyone is here complaining. I guess we'll see if anyone complained, if anyone is here complaining that the fence is causing a problem. But no one has verbally complained to me that it has caused a problem. So in closing, and I just want to say, I'm not here demanding. I'm not here, you know, saying you must do this. I'm here asking that you grant me this variance. You allow me to. I know that I am currently not within the zoning ordinances. So I'm not saying you must do this. I'm asking that you allow me to keep my fence the way it is. So I understand and I respect the zoning regulations in place. I do. And I appreciate the board's commitment to making to maintaining the safety and the integrity of our community. I don't think you're here just because you're difficult or you just want me to suffer or take offense for my grandkids. I believe you're just doing your job and doing what needs to be done. So I'm glad for this opportunity that I can come before you to make this request. So I thank you for this opportunity. But I want to say, given that this fence does not create a blind spot, that it does not impact pedestrian access, it does not cause any harm or inconvenience to the public, I kindly request your consideration in granting me approval to retain this fence so that my grandchildren can continue to enjoy the tree in what they consider to be Mima's park. These children said, I want to go to Mima's park. Mima, can I go outside and play in the park? It's only a small little backyard. They call it a park. It means that much to them. And I will have some peace of mind knowing that they're there playing on that tree, swinging as they would like, and I can at least be comfortable that the fence offers some sense of security while they're inside. Okay. So in making your decision, I ask that you consider the benefits that I just described of allowing me to keep the fence in its current location. And please, I ask, please allow my grandkids to have their little space.
I think we get a pretty good idea of what's going on. Yeah. Let's get some other testimony in here. Jonathan, would you jump in for a minute?
Certainly. I'll add on to what Ms. McCarthy said. This does not impact the site triangle of the intersection. However, what we are asking, it's not even a full panel. It's a partial fence panel to allow some buffering to be installed. I'll also acknowledge that she mentioned that there hasn't been any negative comments in the 3 years it's been installed. So That would be the extent of my comments, and I'll defer to you, Mr. Chairman.
Will the panel that we're asking for, how close will that get to the tree and the swinging motion that the kids will be playing? Do you know?
From the photo, it appears to be less than 6 feet, likely in the ballpark of 4 feet.
Ms. McCarthy, that should not make, if it's 4 to 6 feet, that shouldn't make much of a difference.
No, the
township requires 25 feet.
Yes, that's why I'm here. I understand that. Yes,
I think a 4 to 6 foot is more than a compromise. If it was right on top of the tree, or where your grandchildren could possibly, you know, be obstructed from playing that area, but a 4 to 6 foot buffer is really not crazy. In fact, it's on our behalf. It's 19 feet off of what the requirement is. So. The one panel is all we're requiring.
I do understand, sir, Mr. Cahill, but I do understand and I do respect what you said, and I appreciate your comment. But I'm looking for the swinging motion. If it goes, if I take one panel out, there will be a tree, and they won't be able to do a swinging motion. They won't be able to play on it. And now I'm gonna have, you know, my grandkids not be able to swing, because you can't swing without swinging motion. You can't swing without being able to move your legs. And yeah.
Give me one second. Jim, what if we added a memorandum? Is that possible?
A condition of approval?
Yes.
What kind of a condition are you suggesting?
That we leave the fence where it is, but Jonathan, what would you suggest?
Could we do a memorandum of restriction? Where if there's any need to access the area, whether it's for a right-of-way easement, temporary easement, anything like that, if there's any road reconstruction project going on, that the fence is the applicants liable for the removal and reinstallation of the fence?
If yes, we could certainly make the memorandum of restriction a condition of approval.
So that would be an option to allow the fence to remain, and then should the fence need to be moved in the future, that would allow that to happen.
I'd be in agreement to that too. Ms. McCarthy, do you understand?
I believe what Mr. Jonathan just said, yes, is that he's suggesting that I could leave the fence, but if, for example, PSENG or whatever need to do something in that space, I would be responsible to pull the fence up and they could do whatever they need to do, and I would then put it
at your responsibility.
Oh, exactly. Sure. Oh, to allow my grandkids, if that will save my grandkids' space, absolutely.
Let me find out if any of your neighbors are on. Let me open it to any of the members of the board have any questions? Hearing none, I'm going to take it to the public portion. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay. Hold on just one second, please. With this, Jim, let me ask you a question. If we did give this the approval with the memorandum, would there be anything in terms of a deed restriction if she goes to sell the house? Would that have to remain in place?
The memo of restriction would follow the property. So if any future purchaser needed or was subject to PSENG road work,
they'd also
be liable to move it.
Okay, perfect. That's good. On my only question, I'd make a motion to approve this application and give her the relief that she seeks with the memorandum. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
Okay, call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application's been approved with that one condition, ma'am. We'll memorialize that at our next meeting and send that to you.
Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it.
Hope your grandchildren enjoy that.
I thank you so much. I'll be so happy to give them this news.
Thank you, ma'am. Have a great evening.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Am I up to 12, Laura?
Can I leave or do I have to?
Yeah, no, go, please. We have to be here. You know.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, 12, Sean.
It is 12. Okay, item number 12, adoption of the resolutions from the regular meeting of March 27th, 2025.
First resolution, Kevin Tovall Reyes, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Final resolution, Manjeet Bajwa Singh. This was the gas station convenience store, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Mr. Ali?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Those are all the resolutions for this evening.
Item number 13, adoption of the minutes from the regular meeting of March 27, 2025. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Item number 14.
Mr. Cahill, before you adjourn, right. Mr. Baddett is on. He was postponed until May. I don't know why he's here. I just want to let him know that he didn't have to be here this evening.
Okay.
Okay.
Item number 14 is adjournment. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, thanks again, guys, for your volunteering and hard work. Appreciate you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night, everyone.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye.